Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hello, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How's everybody doing today? I can tell you I'm calling in from Philadelphia, and around here it's kind of rainy and gloomy, but it's a beautiful spring day, so I'm real excited. This is my second show, but the first official show here on KHNC 1360, so I'm very, very thrilled that I'm on this radio station, and I intend to redistribute the truth. That's the name of my game. I don't know about yours, but that certainly is what I'm about. I'm not interested in redistributing wealth like Barack Obama. I am indeed interested in the redistribution of the truth, because the truth is what's going to set all of us free. So, you know, I have another great guest lined up today, but I want to talk about a couple things before I bring my guest on. And she is actually a native to your region, so a lot of you may be familiar with the lady that I'll be bringing on in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to talk about something that our illustrious Senator Lindsey Graham had said. He said there's just too much free speech, you know, and you just can't have that. There's a war going on. Can't have that free speech stuff going on, because the truth might interfere with the lies that they are hustling. And I just love these hypocrites that we have elected, unfortunately. Or I think some of them were elected not by the voters, but by crooked voting machines. Quite frankly, that's what I think was probably more often the case than not in many instances. I think Al Franken, when they found extra ballots cast in the trunk of someone's car, I think that's kind of an indication that there's something wrong with the system, wouldn't you think? But don't you just love people who love to tell you that your First Amendment right to freedom of speech, well, there's just too much of that, and you can't have that, and we shouldn't be allowed to say what we want to say. You know, there's a lot of other groups that have that same idea. In fact, the United Nations, they have that same idea, too. They want to pass this resolution combating what they claim to be defamation of religions. Therefore, if you say anything against, well, the only religion that you would be accused of saying anything would be against Islam, because, of course, the United Nations really doesn't care about Judaism or Christianity. And so they want to have this anti-blasphemy regulation. They talked about this a while ago. They want to have that passed so that they can shut up anybody who wants to write a poem or wants to write an article in a newspaper or may want to write a book, such as, say, Noni Darwish. You know, those kinds of people would be, they would be accused of blasphemy, I guess, if they said anything against Islam, but it would be okay to say anything you wanted to say derogatory about Christianity and Judaism, because, of course, they don't count in their big scheme of things, but they certainly count in my book. So I just love these hypocrites like Lindsey Graham who think that, well, we've just got too much free speech going on, and, well, you know what? That's why I'm on the radio, because I'm going to tell people the truth, and the truth isn't always pretty, but it is what it is, and people need to hear the truth and not the lies that they are being inundated by a lot of people out there who are more concerned with pulling the wool over your eyes than they are concerned with making sure that you have as much information as possible to be able to make informed decisions. So, sorry, Lindsey Graham, I'm going to be speaking out. Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to mention today, and I was thinking about this last night. I was sitting outside on my patio, and it was a really windy night, and it was so pretty. I have wind chimes in my backyard, and I could smell the hyacinth, and I just was I was loving it. I was relishing it. And I thought how lucky I am to be able to experience the joy of smelling that beautiful flower. And it was a beautiful spring night here last night. And I just love it when it's windy. And I was thinking about this young woman who was murdered 25 years ago. Actually today, which her name was Jean Cleary, and she was murdered at a college campus here in Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley. And her murder brought about a lot of changes in the law, because I guess prior to that time they didn't have to report crime that occurred on college campuses, which was kind of rather odd. But anyway, out of that, you know, there's a lot of good things that come out of bad things sometimes, and so we're grateful for that. But I was thinking about that woman, young woman who was only 19 when she was murdered, but her mother had asked her what she wanted to be when she would grow up, when she grew up, and she said what she wanted to be was happy. And, you know, I was thinking about that, because I thought to myself, when I talk about sustainable development with people, and I was so lucky last night to be able to sit there and smell that beautiful flower, and yet I think about this young girl who wanted to be happy. Of course, she never experienced that. And I think about what life will be like for people when sustainable development is fully implemented. How unhappy and truly miserable 99 9/10% of them will be, because they will be peasants, and then there will be the illustrious elite who will rule over them. So I, that's, you know, sustainable development, and I know a lot of people out there know what it is, and I know a lot of people don't know what it is. And so one of the goals of my show is to bring information about sustainable development out so that people can understand what it is that they're facing, so that they can make informed decisions and they can understand the options that are available to them, and that they can get into the fight to fight against what is happening all around them. And it is happening in every part of the country. It is happening all over the world. Sustainable development is your worst nightmare, and when you start to understand what it is, and the guests that I'll be bringing on will be doing that, you will recognize that what I'm saying is the truth, that sustainable development is indeed your worst nightmare. So I have my guest online. It is Stacy Lynn, and she is from Colorado. So welcome onto the show, Stacy. Thanks so much for joining me.
Are you in Colorado? I'm glad you are finally on the air here.
Yeah, me too, Stacy. How are you doing out there?
It's exciting in Colorado. We have a lot of people who are getting informed about sustainable development and now taking action. So we have a lot of good news.
Hang on, Stacy, because we're about to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest today is Stacy Lynn, who is from Colorado. And Stacy, sorry about that, I didn't really time the last segment very well. I got to get used to the clock here on this station. But do you have a website yet, Stacy? Have you put one together yet?
I do not, and I know that sounds like a horrible thing to say, but I am so busy doing everything else that I honestly don't have time for a website. It is under construction, so I'll give you that name because I do plan to load it up with all of my information for the past 2 years. And the name of that website is FortCollinsRetort.com. So FortCollins. RETORT.com.
Okay, great. Now, listen, everybody,
I would love to talk about the truth.
I'm sorry, Stacy, hang on one sec. Listen, everybody, let me give you my website as well. And actually, we just revised ours, and it's still in the process, but it looks a lot better than it did, so I'm real excited, and I can do a lot of things on it. So that makes it good for me, because I'm like at the etch-a-sketch phase of computer technology ability. But my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. There will be a podcast of my show with Stacy Lynn up on the website probably by tonight. I've got a lot of great information. A lot of information that Stacy Lynn has given me in the past actually is up on my website. So take a look. There is a tab there entitled Dark Future. Please look at some of the stuff that's in there. There's a lot of stuff from Colorado in under that tab entitled Dark Future. So go to theunsolicitedopinion.com. And, okay, Stace, so let's start talking about sustainable development. Do me a favor, give a brief definition of what it means, Stacy, for anybody who is listening who has no clue what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, so the definition of sustainable development is the sharing and management of economic, social, and environmental resources equitably throughout the community. So that means they take everything you have and the local government decides how to split it up, and then the local government shares what you have with whoever else they feel like it needs to be shared with. So that is sustainable development. It is defined that way by local governments who have joined the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And if your local government is a member of that organization, that is what they have agreed to pursue.
So it's economic, environmental, and social justice. It's the redistribution of wealth out of this country into other countries. It isn't about helping elevate people in third world countries up to a standard of living where they enjoy the opportunity and prosperity that we have. It's about taking us down to their level.
It's also about redistributing individual rights, and that's key, because most of sustainable development requires that you give up your individual rights. And I think that's what is speaking to so many people right now, is they realize that they are losing their rights on a daily basis. And it happens so quietly right now that people are waking up in their communities and not recognizing where they live.
Well, you know,
for example,
I went to a meeting here in this region, the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission, which oversees a 9-county region. And they're kind of the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO for this area. And, of course, they're tasked with helping to implement all this stuff and guide people with all of their information, thousands and thousands of pages that they have how to do these different things. Somebody in the audience said he hated cars and he just couldn't wait till cars were gone. And somebody else asked him afterwards, somebody who was there with me said, well, how many cars do you have? And, of course, then this man denied that he even had any cars. And he denied he even said that he hated cars, because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag sooner than they have to in terms of what their end game is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what's happening in Fort Collins, and I use a lot of examples from the Front Range of Colorado, and most of the absurdity is starting in Fort Collins and then spreading south. And what happened just this week in Fort Collins is we lost two more driving lanes on a main east-west thoroughfare so that they could put in very wide bike lanes. So Fort Collins is a college community. We have now lost four driving lanes on east-west thoroughfares in the very congested downtown and college area. So it happens. We are no longer focusing on what most of the people do, which is driving, and we are catering to special interest groups who believe that cars are choking the planet.
Yeah, well, see, the thing that I think is so critical for people to understand that what you're talking about there is the same type of things are going on all over. These aren't happening in isolation. They're not just random acts. It's just not Fort Collins Planning Commission decided to get rid of a couple of lanes and it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. It's the same process that's taking place all over the country, all over the world.
That's right. And you were talking about truth when you began your show this morning. And the interesting thing about telling the truth, regardless of how you do it, it's disturbing people in Colorado especially because they don't want the truth to be known. And the more you tell the truth and the more people start to hear the truth, the harder it is for sustainable development special interest groups to succeed. So the truth truly will be the single ingredient that will turn our local communities around so that we have our individual rights and so that we're making decisions based on logic and science and common sense. And a big part of what's missing is integrity. And integrity goes right along with truth. And that is the avoidance of deception of any kind. And what's happening in our local governments is stunning to see the deception that's happening. ICLEI and the sustainable development is based on fraud of global warming and climate change. And there's simply, science does not say that the globe and the planet is warming and that carbon dioxide emissions are not a problem. But that is not what most people believe because local governments, pop culture, the media, everybody is making us panic about what's happening to the planet.
Yeah, it's Chicken Little, the sky is falling, and so everyone's running around like mad person, and they don't even know why. They don't even understand it. And you know, you talked about the deceit, and I can tell you honestly, Stacy, around here, and it reminded me of you, which is why I contacted you about Arvada and the single trash hauler attempt that they made there. They're trying to do that in a town near mine, and there was an article in the newspaper about this meeting that's going to be held actually tonight. But they failed to mention in this internet article, and they sent no notices out to all of the residents in the town, which many of them happen to be older and probably aren't acclimated to the computer. If they even look on the computer, they're accustomed to reading a newspaper. But they didn't talk about the fact that 3,000 people in the town needed to opt out before they could opt out.
Yes. And what is working there is a technique that they use all across the United States and the world. And they keep the people in the dark, and a lot of times they keep the elected officials in the dark. And we are actually being run in our local governments by consensus and special interest groups. And the interesting thing about Arvada, you mentioned their attempted takeover of 11 trash companies. Without compensation, by the way, they were just going to pass a law saying that they could, it was illegal to operate a trash company in the city. There was a consensus meeting where only certain people from the community were invited. It was a very secret meeting. The city told other people who called in that they, at first they were not even welcome to attend, and then if they did attend, they would not be able to speak. And this is a government telling the people they cannot participate in major policy issues.
Right.
So we went to the meeting, and it was stunning to see these facilitators, hardcore facilitators who want consensus to be the rule and who do not want the truth to be told or for people to speak their own opinions. So there was a woman in her, I would say in her 70s, a couple women and a man. And these facilitators actually told these elderly people that if they wanted to stay, they could sit on the floor.
Unbelievable.
I think that is a stunning example of disrespect between our right to be heard, our right to speak, and what these consensus and special interest groups are doing to us.
Well, it's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people, not a government against the people. And that's what we have today. We have a government that is against the people. And I don't care Democrat or Republican. It's irrelevant. It makes no difference. I talk about Barack Obama in the beginning of my show, but it could be anybody else, too. It doesn't matter. They're all the players in the same game, and their goal is the end game of totally enacting this sustainable development plan. But isn't it amazing, Stacey, how the gall that these people have, they just are absolutely indifferent. And I really don't understand it. I don't they have kids? Don't they have grandkids? Don't they understand what kind of a life they're going to be structuring for these people, their children and grandchildren?
I think they do. A lot of the consensus and special interest groups do understand that, but there's so much money at stake that they are trying to hoard, that they honestly do not care about the future. And it's ironic because they claim to be, that's all they care about. But when we talk about the money, that it's interesting, your trash fight in your Pennsylvania area, because I was doing a little research on that situation, and it seems that some of the trash companies in your particular area are more interested in the money aspect instead of truly the sustainability goals that they profess. So it's interesting always to follow the money.
Right.
Where's the money coming from? Where is it going? And on that note, a lot of times when you have these big climate action plans and sustainability plans in your community, there is no section that talks about funding or how much it's going to cost. For example, in Fort Collins, our funding on our huge promotional material, our funding says that the goal is to track the cost savings that directly result from energy and waste conservation. So that's our funding. There is no funding. It doesn't mention funding. It only says that we're going to track the savings. And the reason they don't list how much it's going to cost is because they don't know. And if once they find out how much it does cost, it is so astronomically expensive when compared to the energy savings that people would throw up their hands and say this is ridiculous. But they do not want the truth to be known.
No, they don't. Listen, Stacey, let me give out the number for anybody listening who may want to get into the conversation after we come back from the next break. It's 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. You know, the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission had done this analysis, so they claim, of how much money would be saved if they implemented all these green strategies. And they came up with a figure of like $800 million would be saved in the healthcare arena. And what they based that on was they took, say, for example, diabetes. Say diabetes costs $20,000 typically a year to treat an individual with diabetes. They'd multiply that $20,000 by every person who lives in this 9-county region. And then they extrapolated out based on that figure, if everybody was walking around on the green patch of land that they saved, that's how much money they would save. If everybody was out there walking in a field, which, of course, you and I know, they're not going to be able to get into those fields. Fields
That's
will
right.
be just a memory for those who ever saw them in the first place.
I know. That is a great example of how ridiculous this sustainable development is. It's expensive. We can't afford it. And it's based on fraud.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. They just make up the numbers. They're just cooking the books as they go along, and they do this great presentation. In fact, I was at that meeting when they presented all these fraudulent numbers, and they claimed it was their meeting for all of the reporters and news people, and they never invited anybody. They claim, oh, we had this to introduce it to the community, and, of course, they never invited. There wasn't a single reporter there, which I'm sure
that's
they
right.
would have
and
been had they known about it.
But then they'll tell everybody that everybody who was at the meeting was in agreement. And
that's
one of the way they're so successful. I would like to give out an interesting website for people
sure,
to look at
right
during
ahead.
The break. It's called climatecops.com. climatecops.com. And this is a website geared toward children. And the whole goal of the website and this program is to teach children how to write their parents and other members of their household tickets and citations for violating sustainable goals.
Well, it sounds like Hitler Youth, doesn't it?
It's a very successful program.
Hang on, Stacey, we'll be right back, everybody. Hold on.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and aroma touch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils and cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's Aroma Touch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my guest today is Stacy Lynn, who hails from Colorado, so I'm excited about that. My website is, if you want to contact me, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Podcasts of my show will be up after the show, usually by, say, 9 o'clock tonight, if we're lucky. But they are always up there, and there's a lot of good information there. So please go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Check it out. If you want to contact me, shoot an email my way. There is a contact button there. Plus, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors. So if you want to advertise on a show that loves free speech and redistribution of the truth, then contact me, and I will connect you with the people at KHNC who can tell you all about advertising on the Unsolicited Opinion. Now, for those of you who might want to join the conversation, the telephone number is 877-254-7524. And Stacy, I cut you off because of the break. You were talking about the climate cops. So let's get back to the kids writing tickets for their parents.
Yes, it's a huge program in Europe, and the whole goal is for children to start monitoring what their parents are doing in their own homes. And that that kind of ties into what the city of Fort Collins is doing. They have had an interesting program. They compare what you're doing in your home energy-wise to those of your neighbors. And so you get a letter in the mail saying that you, out of 100 people in your area, you are the worst person, the worst offender for using electricity. And they will, you know, give you ideas about how you can save electricity and increase your ranking. And they want you, obviously, to stop using heating and cooling, make yourself comfortable. If you cut your television energy use down, you can decrease how clear the picture is on your television, and that will save a couple cents a month and a little bit of energy. So it's all geared toward lowering your standard of living and your quality of life. And there are people who are buying into that and actually believing that what they're doing by not having lights in their home or freezing in the winter, they believe that they're doing the right thing. And this is where it's kind of sad to watch, because when you look at the science behind the fraud that they are feeding everybody, the whole goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The goal of sustainable development is to cut carbon dioxide and reduce all the other greenhouse gases. So if you look at how much the actual carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere, and I love to remind people about this because it's been a long time for most of us since we had science, the total amount of carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere is 38 thousandths of 1%. Total amount. The total amount of human emissions of carbon dioxide is 114 100 thousandths of 1%. That's what we're trying to reduce.
It's a minuscule amount.
If you picture a 100-yard football field,
okay,
and you stood a dime on edge at the very end of that football field, that's how much carbon dioxide is in our atmosphere.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, Stacey. It's just a mind blower. So many people are just buying into this hook, line, and sinker because they don't have the information at hand to be able to make an educated decision on whether or not they want to buy into this nonsense or whether they want to fight against their own enslavement. They're just like sheep going along. Oh, I think it'll be wonderful to live. I'm in Philadelphia. It'll be great. You're in Colorado. It'll be great to sit in the dark and freeze, won't it?
Yes.
I think it'll be fun. What are we missing, Stace? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe this is a wonderful idea. What do you think? Maybe having, as they talk about the amount of water you'll be able to have a day, is 20 liters per capita per day at a distance of no longer than 1,000 meters. That's the access to water in an urban area. So now think about that. It's just as crazy. 20 liters, a liter is a little bit more than a quart. So
mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's what, 4 quarts in a gallon. So 20 liters, what is that? 5 gallons of water a day. And then you only have to walk 1,000 meters. Let's see, there's about 3 feet maybe in a meter. And so we're going to have, almost maybe 2 miles. Is that about right? 5,280 feet in a mile. Let's see, there's about 3 feet in a meter if I'm figuring this correctly. So maybe you only have to walk maybe 2 miles to get your 20 liters, to get your 5 gallons of water a day to bathe and cook and clean. And I don't think there's going to be much bathing going on or cleaning. Do you, Stacey? It'll be a wonderful, smelly existence, won't it?
Yes, and that's the goal, and that's what people don't realize. And we have up in Fort Collins on a large poster, our goal is to reduce our water usage by a huge amount. And so what you're saying is true. We have that as a goal, and the way they're going to do that is by making the cost for water so high that we won't be able to afford it.
Yeah,
but it's not
exactly
based on market conditions. It's based on this faulty idea that we're running out of everything and we have to share everything equally with the entire world. Well, that's not actually what's happening.
Well, you know, that those numbers that I got came from the Global Water Supply and Assessment Report from 2000. So if anybody out there is listening and thinks, okay, she's nuts and that doesn't make any sense, it doesn't sound right, then go look up Global Water Supply and Assessment Report 2000 and you will find those exact figures that I gave written in there. So.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that because the amount, the figures I gave for the carbon dioxide is from the United States Department of Energy Carbon Dioxide Information Analysis Center. So this is directly from a government agency that monitors what's in our atmosphere. And you know, you wonder, well, why don't most people know about this? Why isn't the media screaming we don't need to reduce CO2? And the reason is because there's so much money behind it. So many people are making huge amounts of money off of the taxpayer to implement these programs that truly are not sustainable. And so you wonder, well, where are the scientists? Why don't we hear from the scientists? And a lot of times when scientists speak out about it, they are attacked, they're made fun of, their careers are ruined. But there are approximately 30,000 American scientists trained in the physical sciences who have signed a petition saying global warming has not been proven. There's no evidence to suggest that the planet is getting hotter, and actually it suggests that it's getting cooler. These scientists also say that the more CO2 we have in the air, the healthier everybody would be, the more grains we would have, the healthier plants, more food. And you can find that information at the Oregon petition online. So there are scientists who are willing to put their name on a statement saying that.
Well, I think I have, I know I do, on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, under the tab Dark Future, there actually is a link to that Oregon petition. So you can go, everybody who's listening, go there to my website. You can see this information for yourself. Stacy and I didn't just fudge names and, you know, fraudulently write names down and put them together and create this document. This is factual. It's really happening. There are scientists out there who don't believe the sky is falling and don't buy this whole global warming mantra. So you need to educate yourself. You really need to do some work. Go to my website. When Stacy gets hers up and running, go to Stacy's Fort Collins Retort.com. Look up this information yourself. Don't believe us. But find out for yourself because this is your life. Hang on, everybody. We are going to break. We will be right back. Hang on.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I am joined today by Stacy Lynn, who is from your neck of the woods. Now, if you're listening and you want to call in, 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. You know, Stacy, we were talking about the scientists before we went to break, and I was somebody had sent me something about a UCLA scientist who's actually fighting for his job. Have you heard about him? Professor James Enstrom, who had actually spoken out about one of the so-called scientists on this California Air Resources Board, he had faked his PhD, and he was exposing what was going on out there. And of course, UCLA is out to throw Professor Enstrom off of out of campus, fire him, get rid of him, because he's speaking out.
I know, and that happens. It happens quite often when you start talking about the truth. You are at significant risk for a number of different attacks through the newspaper, through radio, through the media, and your job is at stake. And at times, your safety is at stake. So, telling the truth for some reason is a problem in the United States of America right now.
Well, isn't it George Orwell who said, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act?
And it's becoming more clear that that actually is an accurate statement. The more you tell the truth, the more under attack you are. And it doesn't mean, you don't have to tell the truth in an offensive way. If you just state a fact, just stating a fact in a very professional and neutral way is causing a lot of problems for people. And I think that shows that we are in some serious trouble in this country.
Well, I agree. And, you know, honestly, Stacy, from my perspective, they can call me a nutshell, but it doesn't really matter to me because I have no interest in becoming a slave. It's just not it's not in my DNA. It isn't going to work. You know, that wasn't on my list of things to do in this lifetime. So, you know, come hell or high water, it's not happening to this person here. So it makes no difference. I'm not going down without a fight. That's all I have to say.
You know, you were talking about the water, how we were going to not be able to shower daily or weekly.
Oh, God, can you just imagine? Oh.
I know. And so I want people to know about this great new book. It's called The False Promise of Green Energy. And it's scientifically based. And it shows the difference between how much conventional coal costs compared to solar. And the total system levelized cost of coal, I'm not going to get too specific here, is $94 per megawatt. The total cost for solar is $395 per megawatt. Okay, that's just the basic, that's the cost. Now look, if you look at the subsidies, coal is subsidized 25 cents per dollar per megawatt, and solar is subsidized $24 per megawatt. So it's the cost that is going to force people to not be able to heat their homes or take showers. And again, it's not based on market factors. It's based on special interest groups who are pushing these green policies and green businesses so that those special groups can make the money and the rest of us are going to suffer. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, the big lie that people don't recognize is that the reason why the rest of the world or third world countries are in the conditions that they're in has nothing to do with the fact that you and I get to shower on a daily basis, Stacy, or that we eat meat, or that we drive a car, or that we have air conditioning when it's 100 degrees in the summertime. The reason they're in the conditions they are in is because of despotic leaders who terrorize them, tyrannical governments who subjugate them. That's why they're in the condition that they're in. You and I didn't put them there, and it has nothing to do with the standard of living in this country. Everybody from the rest of the world wants to come to this country because of our standard of living. Our standard of living isn't creating the world's problems. Certain individuals create the world's problems, but it isn't you and I, and it isn't anything to do with global warming, and it isn't anything to do with the fact that I like to eat a banana split now and then. You know what I mean?
Yes. But truly, you may get a ticket from a child if you are eating that banana split if it wasn't grown locally.
Oh, well, it's going to be pretty tough. Bananas don't grow in Philadelphia, so. You know what I mean? It's not going to be happening here. I'm not going to have cocoa. I'm not going to have coffee beans. Let's see, sugar doesn't grow in Philly. Last time I checked, there aren't any sugar plantations anywhere nearby. So, I mean, you know, think about it, though. We're laughing and I'm making fun of that, but think about what life will be like if you can only eat what's growing within a 100-mile radius in your, what do they call it, food zone? That's not the term they use, Stacey. Can you think of the term they use for the 100-mile radius?
I've just lost it.
Yeah, your food shed. That's what it is, your food shed. So wake up, everybody. You're going to be getting to get out there and get your hands dirty because you're going to be helping to grow your own food whether you want to or not. And if you like a little caffeine, well, you're SOL, you're not getting it.
So everyone who's familiar with ICLEI, and truly the numbers are growing in amazing amounts, people know what ICLEI is now, and they're concerned about the organization. It is a foreign, non-governmental organization coming into our local governments and basically running the show. So they had these toolkits that they offered to local governments who paid membership dues to them. They weren't happy with how that was progressing. So they, in October of 2010, released a huge new program because the climate is truly in crisis now and there is no time to spare. So you can go online and see the STAR Community Index. It's their sustainability goals and guiding principles. And they are laying out the groundwork for implementing these plans at such a speed that people in communities are not going to know what hit them. It's 81 goals and 10 guiding principles, and they say it's their first giant step to achieve greater success. They've already achieved quite a bit of success quietly and without much notice, but now that they're getting more attention and it's harming their ability to operate quietly, they're stepping up the process.
Sure, they're on a fast track now, fast track to madness. It's STAR. STAR is in a star in the sky. STAR Community Index, Stacey.
Yes, okay. It is, and you can go to ICLEI.org/STAR.
Okay, hang on, Stacey. We'll be right back. We're going to break. Everybody, hang on.
Years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And we only have a few more minutes left with our guest, my guest, I should say, Stacy Lynn. And, geez, Stacy, you were talking about ICLEI, and I wanted to mention something about ICLEI. You know, here in my area, they allowed the ICLEI contract to lapse, and they actually had written, a friend of mine and I who had been fighting against it here and going to the county commissioner's meeting, the newspaper wrote an article, and of course they claimed, well, we allowed the contract to lapse. And I think that you're going to see more and more of that kind of stuff happen all over the country now that people are becoming aware of ICLEI, but it's just a bait and switch in my opinion, because they're still implementing all of the tenets of sustainable development with or without a contract. It doesn't make any difference. So that is one milestone to have had them allow the contract to lapse, but they're still in, they're still doing it anyway. So
you're right, and I think people need to hear that and be concerned, because in Colorado there are ICLEI contracts that are lapsing. Some are not even being entered into for the first time. But sustainable development is so insidious that even though ICLEI may not be a part of your community, the Agenda 21 and those goals are going to be implemented in some way. So vigilance is critical at this point. And just paying attention to the small things that are happening in your community. Why all of a sudden aren't there trash cans downtown? Why are we losing driving lanes for bicycle lanes when there were already bicycle lanes? Really pay attention to the small things and then start reading your budget. Budgets are, you know, they have this reputation for being horribly boring, but when sustainability is in your town, it's actually quite fun to read, to learn that you're spending almost $1 million to teach people how to feel when they're walking outdoors. I mean, those things are fun to find in budget.
Yeah, exactly, because it just exposes how absurd and ludicrous everything is that they're doing. Stacy, we've only got about a couple more minutes. Is there a final thought, anything you'd like to say before we say goodbye for today?
I would like to give out my email address, because
okay,
there are
great.
So many people in Colorado and across the United States who are deeply involved in fighting sustainable development, and I've been focusing on it for 2 years. I offer my services to anybody who would like assistance, and that email address is stacy_lynne@comcast.net. So Stacy Lynn at comcast.net. Fabulous stuff is happening in Colorado. We are getting very organized, and we are going to be effective at turning around what has been twisted in our communities.
Stacy, thanks so much for coming on with me again today. It's good to hear your voice and talk to you again. I will have your address, your email address, on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and when you get FortCollinsRetort.com going, I'll make sure I put a link to that on my website as well, Stace. Thanks again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Maggie, thank you for everything, and thanks to all the people in your area who are fighting the sustainable fight. It's wonderful to have a huge network of people now all working for the same goal. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, who was it says we either all need to, we'll all hang together, or we'll hang separately, or we'll surely hang separately. I don't know who said it, but the bottom line is it's the truth. We need to stand together here and fight together as a team on this, because we are in a battle for our future. This is humanity that's at stake, and as crazy as that sounds, that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Take care, Stacy.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody. I love to go to Oz. I will be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Thanks so much. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website if you want to contact me. So, hey, hang in there, everybody. Better days are coming, because we have people like Stacy Lynn in the fight, and she's on our side. Take care.
Over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are dream.
wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you. Fly beyond the